Hey, we've got Alice Stockton Rossini, WOR's Cracker Jack reporter. Are you on a Toys R Us buying spree this morning, Alice, before it goes out of business?
Oh, yeah, I'm grabbing everything I can.
Is there anything left?
I'm in the store right now. Now, yeah.
Is there anything left on the shelves?
Nothing left. No, it's not. Do you remember the Ferris wheel and the 20-foot-tall robotic T-Rex?
Like, oh, yeah.
Toys R Us used to be a very cool store in Times Square, and over the years we've kind of seen it become a not-so-great store. But nonetheless, there is sadness. There is sadness among Toys R Us kids.
Toys R Us?
I'm devastated. I don't know what to do. He's only 18 months. Like, he has the rest of his life for toys.
Oh, yeah, it's sad. It's too bad. End of an era. I certainly shop for my kids there, and it does bring back great memories. I think of the big stuffed animals and bring my kids in and the joy on their face. So
Yeah. You
don't get that in an online environment. I do have good memories of nothing seeing your kids' face when you let them run through a toy store. And, you know, now I guess they're running through pages on Amazon.
That's for sure.
Hey, yeah. Alice, do you remember FAO Schwartz on Fifth Avenue? I think it was Toys R Us that may have picked off FAO Schwartz years ago, because Toys R Us came in with prices that undercut FAO Schwartz.
Oh, that's great. FAO Schwartz.
Exactly.
We used to go there as kids all the time and play with the toys.
FAO Schwartz, that was a classy toy store.
That was great. And, of course, it was featured in the movie Big on the piano.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
we took our kids there every year. It was like a must-see stop around Christmas time. But, you know, the speculation is rampant as to what's going on here.
So, I mean, when was the last time you were in a Toys R Us?
A long time ago, like a year or two ago.
All right, but aren't you buying toys online now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
No, it's not my fault.
Everything's going overseas, that's why. Big companies are taking everything overseas, and that's sad. People losing jobs. No, it's not right.
Hey, Alice, you beg people to do an interview with you, and then you badger them and say it's their fault.
That's right.
That's not
but
nice.
It's really to make a point. And the point is that this company, back in 2005, its debt was downgraded to junk bond status.
Oops.
And Amazon sales were 4% of what they are now back then. And last year, the CEO even admitted that the company was devoted more to paying off debt than staying competitive. The CEO admitted that employees were underpaid and that its stores were in terrible condition, which is what this next woman, you know, she says as much.
All I know is that the stores have been empty. There's been nothing in there that you needed, and the prices are ridiculous. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In recent years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my wallet won't miss them.
Yeah, her wallet's not going to miss anything. So
yeah,
you know, the fact of the matter is these companies get so big and they get so saddled with debt that they can't pay attention to their individual stores. And so then it becomes really hard to be, you know, to stay competitive. Who wants to walk around in a crappy looking store?
Yeah.
And what a happy employee is a well-paid employee. So we do have an ode to Toys R Us for you guys this morning.
I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
Yes.
Bikes to trikes to video games.
A million toy stores there is, I don't know.
Alice,
yeah.
Can you get an exclusive interview with Barbie? I want to know how she's feeling about she's going to be homeless soon. All those dolls and whatnot, they have no place to go.
I know. Where will they go?
Yes. What about Jeffrey?
To the island of unwanted toys.
I know. What are we going to do with Jeffrey the giraffe? One of my favorites.
I know. Where's Jeffrey going? He'll probably. One woman said they're going to wind up, you know, in one of those cheapy retail stores where, you know, bad things go, where you can, you know, the knockoff stores.
Well, here's one thing.
That's where all these toys are going to end up.
I hope Jeffrey the giraffe, wherever he goes, doesn't fly there on United.
Hey, Alice, I thought that was very cute. Let's listen to this again, where you urged all the peeps to sing the little song. That was very cute.
I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
Yes.
Bikes to trikes to video games.
A million toy stores there is, I don't know.
I don't know. That was great, Alice. That was cute.
Thanks, Alice.
Thanks, Alice.
Get back to us with the interview with Barbie. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, but okay. You know what? I'm sure you want to hear the real song.
From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz.
I don't want to grow up, because baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. More games, more toys. Oh, boy. I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
you know, there'll
and
be future.
And that's the end of that, Len. Yeah, you know, that song is gone.
There were future generations. Isn't that wild? What's Toys R Us?